Welcome to the podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Tony.
Hello.
Author Tony Lodge. It's been a while because we had a hot streak for a while, but I feel like it's been a while since we've been to Florida.
Florida.
But we're back, baby. We're going to Orlando and this is Zach.
Zach Attack.
Zach was my childhood dog's name.
Yeah, I know. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, he was beautiful.
Yeah. He's a Staffy.
Yeah.
Was a Staffy.
Yeah. Well, probably still is.
Maybe my mum and Zach are hanging out.
I hope so.
Hello?
Zach!
Tony Ryan!
Yes. Hi! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're well. What have we caught you doing, Zach? Whereabouts are you?
I'm working right. Well, I'm trying to wrap up work. I'm working a little late tonight, but That's what I'm doing. Driving around.
On the prowl. So you're
on the prowl.
Which one is it?
I'm not on the prowl. I was just kidding.
Well, I'm glad that you're being paid to approve this podcast.
I love it.
Do you approve the podcast?
Thank you. I think I do.
Yeah.
I was going to say, mate, you're getting paid to do it. You might as well.
What else can we give you?
that's right. Hi, this is Zach, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today on the podcast, after 18 months of planning, the Lord ticket saga isn't quite over. And that's all I have to say. We were planning for 18 months. We both got COVID. We were both out of town. All this planning and logistical issues turned out to be for nothing.
Or was it? We didn't plan that. That was good.
That was really fucking good. I think the rest of the show was fucking good. But that's coming up soon. But first, summer is approaching in the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly drifting away here in Australia. Although, to be fair, I reckon four times I've gone, ugh. This is probably the last hot day this summer.
And then there's another scorcher.
And then 4 days later, it was 37.
Last weekend. Absolutely insane. And then it rained on the same day. Global warming is real. Like, it's actually cooked.
Thanks, Al Gore.
That's okay. I like that. Have you watched The Inconvenient Truth?
No.
We watched An Inconvenient Truth for like a school field trip.
Yeah, right.
Like we went to the cinema and watched it like as a class. Yeah, and it was like just incredible. I was probably in like year 6 or year 7 or something.
We get it, you're younger than me.
And you're like, oh, I was a producer on that
film.
Yeah,
I made that. fuck.
Except everyone was just smooching boys.
Yeah.
Like, because you're at the cinema. Well, I was watching the movie. I was learning about global warming.
This will warm the globe.
Yeah. Anyway.
So apparently there's some very strong debates happening in the what you can and can't do at the beach.
Oh, like what? Like how you can't like take glass to the beach and stuff like that, do you mean?
Well, that's usually a given, but maybe. But I've got a few things that are, you know, people aren't sure about. So as I was saying, because we've just experienced the summer, because the Northern Hemisphere is coming into summer, maybe I would ask Tony the stand-up paddleboarder. Tony the urban surfer.
Yeah.
Surfer girl shuckers.
Yeah. So obviously I'm not a stand-up paddleboarder, unfortunately, anymore. Mm-hmm. Tony the stand-up paddleboarder, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Urban surf is not like, yeah. Okay, all right, sorry.
Tony the surfer girl.
Tony the surfer girl.
Is that you?
Beach babe.
Are you the beach babe?
Yep. I'll take it.
This episode's called Tony the Beach Babe.
Write that down.
Feeding seagulls.
Oh, no way.
But they're hungry.
No.
Why not?
No, because you throw them one chip and then they all come. I'm not a bird guy.
Yeah.
I'm really not a bird guy. I don't like birds.
Okay.
I don't like birds.
Wow.
I'm not a bird guy.
Yeah, you've said.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm not a bird guy. it really freaks me out.
Can you just hold on one sec, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, can you just write down a new episode title called Tony is Not a Bird Guy?
When I was camping,
yeah,
I woke up and rolled over and there was a peacock with its face in my face.
Holy fuck, that is terrifying.
Its beak was about this far, like what's that, 4 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On a good day. Sorry, Tony's just leaning down to measure my penis.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
4 inches. Well, you're measuring it 3 times.
Measuring it in a magnifying glass. sorry.
Sorry, that was. Yeah, you are sorry. Better than that.
Yeah, I am. But so where I woke you? Up and there was this peacock literally yes. looking at me like this.
That's terrifying.
Like with its beak in my face.
And what did you say to it?
I freaked out. I screamed and this peacock like jumped into the air. Because you know how peacocks can like jump really high? Because
yeah.
they can't fly, but they can kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flap up. Yeah. And it like jumped up onto the roof of the like thing that where we were near. It was like a donger, like, you know.
How did you survive this? I'm surprised you made it out to tell the tale.
I was really panicked. And my like mum and dad like sprinted around and were like, what the fuck is going on? And it was so
scary.
Did
you scream at them, I'm not a bird guy?
I don't like birds, okay? Anyway, so to answer your question, yay or nay on the feeding birds at the beach? Absolutely nay. No
because
way.
Obviously it brings them all over, but then it also teaches them that humans equals food.
Yes. It's really – people – have you ever been at the beach, right, and someone else has done it, like near you, and you're just like, why would you do that, you cockhead?
Because they think they're being nice.
Yeah, I know. But, like, they do it and then they learn that they think that there's all the – but remember, though, when you told that story about how you thought it'd be really funny if you threw chips and put birds
well,
into one concentrated
really funny.
Area?
It is hilarious.
But, like, you're saying – oh,
genius
they
move.
Will learn the wrong thing. Like, so now who's
well, they'll
bloody...
learn not to fucking catch public transport.
You're all high and mighty about that now.
Beach Babe Tony.
Beach Babe Tony reporting for duty.
Asking a stranger to help put on sunscreen, which is a little bit sexy.
Oh.
Now, I know it can be perceived as sexy, but then on the other hand, it's also like, hey, the sun is dangerous.
Yeah.
The UV rays is real. There's no one else here. I can't reach this spot on my lower back.
I guess it's like one of those things, and this is something you've taught me, that it's okay to ask. It's also okay to say no.
Yep.
Like if someone asked you in a creepy way, obviously I'd go, no thanks. Like, yeah. you know, yep. I think it's my right to say no. But if someone's like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like if I was at the beach and there was a group of girls next to me and, you know, or whatever, yep. I would probably be like, yo, I'm really sorry, but do you mind giving me a hand?
Yeah.
So
I remember when, because we used to go to the beach all the time for it, when we like our friends started to become of driving age. To get up early on a Sunday and all drive down to the beach was like,
yep.
Suddenly we're free. We've got cars. We can actually go places that aren't our own backyards.
And being at the beach before the sun comes up or like as the sun's rising or whatever, you feel like a badass.
But because we were like 15, 16, like a boy touching another boy, like it was just like this really like, is this gay?
Yeah.
Why not gay? It's got a gym set.
And because it was 40 years ago, so it was, times have really changed. It was a different time.
Are we doing this? It was a different time. It was a different time. But it was a bit of a like almost like a taboo to ask a friend to do it.
I don't even think it's just that. I think it's just like, oh, is being safe lame?
You know
how it's like, oh, you're wearing a fucking helmet on your bike?
Or you're wearing a rash vest?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was wearing a rash
Have
vest.
You ever seen that meme and it's like, and it's like, oh, I was putting on sunscreen and this guy called me a pussy. Like, imagine thinking you're stronger than the sun.
I'll fucking fight you.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Like, nah, fuck you. And the sun goes, whoa, sorry.
You want to step outside?
You know, like, and ask a cloud to come across. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what would you, like, the option is like you get burnt and you get skin cancer or not.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually the two options.
Be careful in that fight. You might end up in the burns unit.
I've got a great guy if you need one.
No.
He doesn't like jokes, but he's pretty cool.
Or medical degrees.
but you know, I think it's probably more of a like how embarrassing you're like taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Times have changed.
Yeah, they have.
It's like in the future, looking after yourself is cool.
Yeah. Now I have actually no qualms like wearing sunscreen, a rashy, I have like a long sleeve like paddle suit.
I've seen Tony drive her Audi onto the beach and just stay in the car. To avoid the sun.
Sunroof's open. I'm not
trying. Oh, sunroof.
Yeah.
Jeez, I forget how nice it is where you are.
Yeah.
Where
I am in the Audi.
Okay, this seems more like a funny dare of a video, which I hope we make you do at some stage.
Okay.
Trying to sit so close to someone who has an umbrella in attempt to steal their shade.
Oh, that's so awkward.
But you know how like... late afternoon, early morning, the angle of the sun means if you're sitting under your umbrella, you're probably 10 meters from where the shady bit is.
Where the actual, yeah.
Yeah, so like at the right time of day, this is actually quite easy.
But don't you normally, I thought that it was like a thing that you like move the umbrella or move with the umbrella to like, or angle it to try and catch the.
We will chat soon about the new cool cabana that's been all everywhere in Australia this summer.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I thought that there was people talking about wanting to ban umbrellas and stuff on the beach.
There has been chat about this,
because it takes up so much space. But again, What's the alternative? That no one goes and spends time there or everyone ends up getting burnt?
Well, when you see, like I've seen pictures of hundreds of cabanas.
Yeah.
Suddenly you rock
up. Are you talking about the blue and white ones? Yeah. They look
they're
sick.
Cool. They are
cool.
So you rock up to the beach and there's literally hundreds of them and you suddenly go, oh, it's like there's no spare space for me to sit down because everyone's claiming their 3x3. And again, if there's one or two, it's fine. But when there's hundreds, suddenly the beach looks full.
But like, go to a different beach. There's literally thousands of kilometres of coastline in Australia. Like, as if there's not another spot that you can't find a, like, spot to sit down.
Excuse me.
I just think it's, like, so lame to be like, oh, well, there's all these. Like, get over it. And not you. I'm saying, like, in general. I think there's just that there's plenty of room for everybody to enjoy themselves.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Who am I?
You are gorgeous.
Oh.
I think the problem with people who live in the eastern suburbs of Sydney and Bondi is that when you say there's plenty of other beaches, they're like, well, no,
there actually isn't. Yeah. And there's like
the world doesn't exist within a 500 meter radius of where I stand right now.
Yeah. And because it's like that curved bay at Bondi, like there's not that much space. That is a good point, actually.
Surfer girl Tony.
Yeah.
Beach babe Tony.
Yep.
You're about to go in for a swim.
Yep.
And do you say to a stranger, oh, can you just watch my stuff?
Okay. So this is the biggest anxiety-inducing thing that I have about going to the beach because I love going to the beach. I'm a swimmer from way back.
You're a beach babe.
I'm a beach babe.
You actually look like a beach babe today. You look beautiful.
Get that 4 inches out, girlfriend. why?
Show you a good time.
Why do I look like a beach babe?
You just got a glow about you.
Thank you.
It's like COVID's been and gone and you're back. You've listened to some Macklemore. You're pumped
up.
Oh,
I'm pumped up.
You're feeling good?
Yeah, I get you. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. It's so stressful, the thought of like leaving your stuff on the beach. That was another reason I think why stand-up paddleboarding wasn't for me.
No, it's
because,
not for you. No.
Because I just get so stressed about leaving my stuff on the beach. Then I was like, oh, I'll leave it all in the car and just take my car keys with me on
the
stand-up paddleboard. Well, I bought this like waterproof pouch, but then I was so stressed that the waterproof pouch wasn't going to be waterproof. And then you're just in a whole world of pain the whole time. You're thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about it. And then what do you do? And then what if you lose your car keys, right? And everything's in the car. So you can't even call anyone to help you because you fucking locked your phone in there so that it wouldn't get wet or stolen.
Why don't you just go on the stand-up paddleboard on your Audi? And then you'll have all your stuff next to you in the passenger seat.
That's a good
seat.
Point. Yep. Okay.
Hang on. Again,
I actually don't have the stand-up paddleboard anymore anyway. So it's probably, this
it's
is
a
like
moot
a moot
point. Yeah. I think I think we're all, not that we needed convincing, but we're also learning why stand-up paddleboarding wasn't for you.
But
and
I
not
think,
everything's for everyone.
No, thank you.
But these
I
logistics
appreciate that.
Just aren't set up
like,
for you.
For example, I'm not a bird guy. You know, as an example, I'm not a bird guy. I'm not. But I think it goes back to swimming in the beach as well. Like all your stuff's there, but like what if the one person you say, do you mind having a look at my like looking after my stuff, they like either are a robber or they leave.
I'll watch it all the way to my bank account.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Or they're like watching it and then they're like, oh, actually, okay. So what if you say to the mum at the cabana next to you, you go, hey, I'm just going for a dip. Do you mind watching my stuff, right? And they go, oh, my God, yeah, babe, totally fine. Like we're set up here for the whole day. Their child eats a strawberry by accident. They're anaphylactic to strawberries. The daughter goes into anaphylactic shock and she goes, well, I've got to take my daughter to the hospital, but I'm supposed to be watching this girl's stuff.
What would you expect her to choose?
What's the moral dilemma there for the mum? You're putting someone in this horrible position.
Not really. Fuck that kid. There's keys to watch.
Thank you. But then how bad would they feel, you know?
Not at all, because they made the right decision.
Where's their EpiPen? They asked someone else to watch their bag. It got stolen, so the EpiPen's gone.
And this is why you should never eat strawberries.
Don't go to the beach. Stay home.
same. All right. So the moral of the story from Beach Babe Tony Lodge is?
Stay home. Don't go to the beach. Avoid at all costs. Carry your EpiPen. Watch your keys. And don't trust birds.
Hi, it's Zach from Florida, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Janelle McKenzie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Janelle. Thanks, Macca.
Macca.
Yep.
Matt Gleason, one of our many Gleases.
Oh, is that the O original Glees or the big Glees?
Oh, the O Glees. I don't know. I've lost count.
No Gleases.
Olivia Sue, Jenny Gogo, DJ, and Louise McKeady. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bloody love to say it.
So
the update everyone's been waiting for.
About 18 months ago, Tony Lodge was faced with a dilemma.
I got invited to my friend Franco's wedding, and Franco's also our video guy. He cuts all of our videos. He works for us.
Yep.
He's one of my closest friends. He announced that he was getting married, and I got the save the date in the mail, and it was on a certain Saturday that I'd, about a year previously to that, bought tickets to go and see Lorde. And Lorde
is... favourite artist in the world?
Probably my favourite artist, yeah.
Top three people?
Probably.
With like Alison Roman and maybe Mindy
Kaling.
Yeah.
And Zoe Foster-Blake, special dispensation for
Zoe.
Okay,
so they're your like...
yeah, I love them.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And I've never seen Lorde because every time she's come, it's like not worked out because I've been in Melbourne when she played in Perth and Perth when she played in Melbourne. Like,
yeah, it you always know, fucked like, up.
There was just something every time. And the day that these tickets went on sale, so about 2 years ago, I woke up early and I was like, I'm buying the best tickets I can get. I bought these fucking awesome tickets.
On the balcony.
They were, yes.
So good.
They were really, really good tickets. And I was like, I am not missing out again.
So you were missing out because Franco's wedding?
Franco's wedding came up and I was like, well, he's one of my closest. I cannot miss his wedding.
Yep.
Like that's just not possible. And I spoke to you on the podcast about how I was really gutted, but the right thing to do was to go to Franco's wedding.
Yep. So I say I'll take those tickets off your hand.
Yep.
You and Franco and your partners. So yep. I bought 4 tickets for you to see Lorde in Sydney.
In Sydney, was a couple of days after the wedding.
You're up in the Sydney for the wedding and then you're like, yep, Lorde's playing a few nights later. So you don't have to choose anymore. You can go both.
It actually worked out perfectly like time-wise.
Yep.
And it was just so thoughtful of you to buy them because I was really gutted I couldn't go. Obviously, I would never miss a friend's wedding for something like that, but I was really gutted I couldn't go and it was so thoughtful that you not only bought the tickets for me but also you went, Franco, as your wedding present, like all 4 of you go together, have a great time.
Have a great time. And then we both got COVID. So you didn't go to the wedding. I didn't go to Lorde. You didn't go to Lorde.
Because I was stuck in Melbourne on my bed. Yep.
Dead.
Like fucked. Yep.
Proper fucked. So it was a whole fuck up. So
and I also had to call Franco and say, I know that it sounds like I'm calling in sick to your wedding because you know that I had tickets
to
Lorde.
What do you mean sounds like?
No, but because I had tickets like, oh, Frank, I guess I can't come to your wedding. And he's like, are you going to Lorde instead? I was like, no.
We're on each other's team. What?
I'm literally like isolating. I have COVID. I can't do anything. I can't come to your wedding. And that really sucked.
So I had to convince someone to come with me as a plus one to Lorde originally.
That makes me so angry because I really wanted to go. Like I wanted someone to get the tickets who actually wanted to go and you were like, oh, I'll just go. And I was like, no, you need to commit and tell me that you actually are going to go and enjoy it.
Well,
because
I was committed until I got COVID. Like I would have gone and liked it. I like Lorde.
No,
not as much as you, but I like. Like
but
I would
then
have
just
the
then
night.
You said I had to convince someone to go as my plus one, which makes me angry because like, I could have given the tickets to someone who actually wanted to go.
So who I convinced was Tim, and he took a bit of convincing, and then he goes, fine, I'll go, and then I'm like, well, I've got COVID, I can't come anymore.
Yeah.
So Tim goes, well, now I've got tickets to a show that the only reason I was going to go was to hang out with you, and now you're not going to be there. And he said, okay, I didn't tell you this at the time. He said, should we give them back to Tony and she can give them to someone?
Well, I would have done that because I had people
but
that
I
wanted
said,
to see the show.
I said, Tim, I've stubbornly backed myself in. I said, I'll take care of it.
No, but I
so
could
we don't give it back to Tony.
But I could have given them to someone who actually wanted to see Lord.
So Tim goes, fine. I'll find someone to go with me.
And this was this like all on the day of the concert?
Or the day before. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty tight.
Yeah. So I actually don't know this.
So Tim decides he's not going to go. And because you've offered to take the tickets back and I've said no, it's like we felt like it was too late to call you back. But we were adamant and I was adamant. I was like, someone needs to fucking go to the show and they need to fucking love it. Kind of like your original idea. Like, as long as they don't get wasted, at least it's all not for nothing.
But, yep.
So Tim knows this guy from Grindr.
Sure.
That he met at 4 a.m. a few months ago.
Yep.
And Tim puts on Instagram, I have tickets to Lord. Yes, Tony?
I could, like, I had people that wanted the tickets.
Who
and I just, I said that to you.
Yep. And so this guy goes, oh, hey, how have you been? Haven't seen you in a few months. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I've been chatting to this other guy on Grindr. Can I take the other guy?
Yep.
So I would like to let you know, Tony, that a friend of mine hooked up with a guy and he hooked up with a guy who took some guy to Lord and they had a great time. And they wish to say thank you.
It's hard for me to be chill in this moment.
But they loved it.
Okay. So because I obviously gave them to you.
Also, they have all your contact details.
Yeah, I know. That's what literally I was about to say. Literally all of my information.
Yeah, so they said to say thanks to Tony. So they got passed back to the original Grindr guy. Who
so they had all of my contact details, but they didn't think to use those to say thanks.
Well, they thought it might have been a bit rude to directly message you. So then they told the guy.
You just literally gave these random people like literally all of my information.
And Lord tickets. And they told Tim to tell me to tell you that they were very thankful. And it was a great night. So thank you on behalf of them.
We're going to move on. But I would like for you to know that I am fucked off about that.
First of all, I already know.
Yeah, cool.
Second of all, do you agree? Okay, maybe not with the total thing, but do you agree that after I had declined you a few times?
No, because I actually had people that wanted them so and I told you that.
If I told you at like 4 p.m. on the day, oh, actually, yeah, you can have them back, would you have been like, well, it's fucking too late now because blah, blah, blah.
No,
blah.
Because there was people that wanted them and I said that to you.
That's what Tim said. Anyway, I back myself into it.
No, hang on. Producer Cam, can you back me up here, please?
No, don't bring Cam into this.
Because you know that you did the wrong thing.
No, because it's unfair to put someone in between mum and dad.
It was such a waste, though.
It is.
And you just like passed all of my contact, which is fucked, all of my contact information to these random fucking people.
I agree that it feels like a waste because your friends didn't get to go.
Yes.
I didn't get to go. You didn't get to go to either of the shows.
Which just like adds insult to injury.
The only person that was able to actually get there.
I know. This is my saving grace, I feel.
Is Franco.
Yeah.
So should we give him a call so at least we know someone that's been to Lord?
Because our video guy, Franco, he was the only one not struck down with COVID. He's our lifeline. We're going to live vicariously through.
Hello.
Hey, Franco. Tony and Ryan, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations good. On the wedding.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry I couldn't be there, Franco. I had legit COVID.
Yeah, no, I know. You sounded awful on the phone, so I forgive you.
Thank you.
And sorry I couldn't make it. You didn't invite me till 2 weeks prior, so it was obviously...
Yeah, look, that one's my bad, so I understand.
But also, even if he said yes, he also had COVID, so there was really no way he could be there.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
So because of COVID, Tony obviously couldn't go to the wedding. She obviously couldn't go and see Lord. I couldn't go and see Lord. So we're kind of all feeling a bit depresso that no one got to see Lord. Yeah. So considering you were the only one who got to go, I was just curious.
How was it?
I want to live vicariously through you. How was Lord?
Was it amazing?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, look, from what I saw, she did a really good performance. So here's the thing. I totally forgot about the concert.
You forgot about it?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, the wedding and the big event and the planning.
How do you forget about Lord, considering you would have, I assumed, gone, yep, got the wedding, then the next day we've got stuff on, then obviously on the Monday we'll go up to see. Like, at what stage did that just drift out of your subconscious?
I really sound like I'm shifting the blame here, but usually when I'm going for a concert, I book the tickets and then I've got the tickets, you know, in my email, you know, it's coming up and I put it in my calendar.
So did
I didn't
Ryan,
really hear anything from Ryan, no.
So because Ryan, I sent on, the tickets to Tony.
On. So did Ryan not send you the tickets or anything, Franco?
No, I didn't get the tickets
No,
from
because
Ryan.
I forwarded them on to Tony, who obviously then passed them on to you.
See, I actually did get a text from Tony the morning after. What would have been the Lord concert.
What did that say the day after?
It said,
yeah, it has.
It said,
she sent me the tickets on a Tuesday.
It said,
and the concert was on a Monday.
It said, don't forget about Lord tonight, Franco. In my defense, it was a long weekend.
You
in
said,
Melbourne.
Don't forget about Lord tonight, and he said, it was last night. I also didn't go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So with the tickets I had, which were Tony's, someone went and enjoyed it.
No, but
in
Franco,
the tickets I spent, 4 tickets, 0 people went. So Ryan, 100% success rate in allocating tickets. Tony.
To some random person.
Who exists in the world, but you, 0%. And you had the gall to come at me.
Actually, that is a good point.
Yeah.
Is that my, Franco?
Yeah.
Do you think that's my fault?
Yes.
I think, honestly, look, if you sent them to me a day earlier, I could have gone. I was in, you know, the right city for once.
Okay, there's no need to be rude, Franco.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So what we're saying is that of the 6 Lord tickets that were purchased over a year in advance, no one went.
No, well, the 2 guys from Grindr did. And they're
should
the,
we call
I'll put
them?
On them.
Yeah. And considering that's the closest relation to us is the 2 randoms from Grindr.
Great.
2 from 6.
I feel bad for Lord.
Me too. She would have noticed we weren't there.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well,
thanks, Franco. Congratulations once again.
Yeah, thanks, Franco.
Thank you very much. I might see you guys at another concert, you know, in the next 3 years.
If Tony fucking rocks up.
But yeah, we'll see.
I think I've got COVID then.
Thanks, Franco.
All right, bye.
Tony?
All right, so that's my bad. That's my bad. You know what? I'll cop that. I'm sorry.
I've got a couple of updates real quick. Not Lord related, unfortunately.
Oh.
This Saturday, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the Sydney Harbour, no, the Sydney Opera House, which is on
Sydney
the Sydney
Harbour House.
The Sydney Harbour House. If you want to be a part of I Still Call Australia Home, the video that Tony's going to film because she was left out of the original, we're going to refilm this whole video. We're traveling around Australia. Come down to the Sydney Opera House. It's an unofficial event. Don't rock up to the door.
No.
We'll just
don't talk to anyone.
No, we'll be on the stairs out the front.
Yep.
And we'll be, and we just need you to be a part of singing I Still Call Australia Home. Just the last 2 lines.
Yep. Make sure that you're in your white button-up, your black pants, your smart shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of it.
Absolutely.
Hair back, obviously. Obviously. I would prefer, okay. But that's okay.
Looking slick.
And, yeah, make sure you don't tell anybody.
Yep.
Because it's an unofficial event.
Yep. Also, this speaking of unofficial events, this Thursday night we will be in Adelaide.
Yes.
We will be at the Rundle Mall Balls.
Rundle Mall Balls.
And if you're from Adelaide, you know what that means.
Yeah.
If not, go to the Facebook group and you'll see the balls. They're fucking weird looking, but that's where we'll be. It turns out it's like 30 metres from a Dimmicks, but again.
Not related. Not official.
If you want to bring your book to be signed by Tony, if you want to come have a selfie, say g'day.
Yeah. If you want to buy a book there, that's also fun, but don't tell them again.
It's nothing to do with them.
Nothing to do
with them. Unofficial. All right. Have you got a love to see it to finish it off?
I do. I saw this on Twitter, and it's a photo of a little cat
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. And it says, our orange cat climbed up the chimney today and we thought we had a visitor cat for a while until we realised it was Henry. And in the photo that I just showed you, it's like a grey cat.
Yeah.
So they thought that this random cat had broken into their house and was like pretending to love them, but it's just like covered in soot from the chimney.
Oh, my God.
So it's their little orange cat like covered in dust.
Oh, my God. They're like, who's this fucking stranger?
Yeah, and they were just like, get this fucking random cat out of our house. And it's their cat, Henry, who was just wearing a bit of a disguise.
Oh,
poor little thing. But yeah, pretty cute. That I thought that was cute. Very wholesome.
That is very wholesome. I've got one from Tarpa Hannah Jones.
Hannah Jones.
Yeah. Not the Hannah Jones that I went to high school with, for those playing along at
That's
home.
That's weird.
Yeah. I wonder what she's up to.
How is she?
She's good.
Good.
Got
a lot?
I'll ask her.
You probably did ask her. You're like, look, I know we haven't spoken, Han, in about 12 years.
Hey,
but
how you been, bro? Yeah, cool. You want to go to Lord?
Yeah. She's like, who the fuck are you?
No, we were all good, mate. She would remember.
I don't think so.
Hannah Jones said, I went to my chiropractor today and it had me thinking about the time you guys did things you can say at the chiropractor and also in the bedroom.
Nice.
As he cracked my neck, I groaned and then we both laughed. And I said, oh, my God, do you listen to Tony and Ryan? And he said, yes.
No.
Yeah. They both agreed. Oh, we both agreed. You guys are bloody hilarious.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you reckon it was Hot Ramsey at my chiropractor?
Well, he's an osteo. I'm glad Hannah met this bloke and had her spine bent into places. And then he also did a chiropractic session afterwards.
A chiropractic session, is that the official term?
I have no idea. But Hannah, I'm glad you
guys. I love to see that. That's
just
awesome.
Bringing moaners together.
Yep. Well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Moan me once, shame on me. Moan me twice, we both listen to Tony and Ryan. That's what they say.
That is poetry.
Big feet, big shoes. Big moans, big news. Beep, 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 beep. I love Tony and Ryan.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We'll see you tomorrow.